Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. After serving the Bhattacharya with first-class prasadam, Gopinathacharya said, "Just consider what the Bhattacharya's previous mundane behavior was. Just consider how at present he is enjoying transcendental bliss." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was previously a smarta brahmana, that is, one who strictly follows the Vedic principles on the mundane platform. On the mundane platform, one cannot believe that prasadam is transcendental, that Govinda is the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or that a Vaishnava is a liberated person. These transcendental considerations are out of the ordinary Vedic scholar's jurisdiction. Most Vedic scholars are called Vedantists. These so-called followers of Vedanta philosophy consider the absolute truth to be impersonal. They also believe that a person born in a particular caste cannot change his caste until he dies and takes rebirth. The smarta brahmanas also reject the fact that mahaprasadam, food offered to the deity, is transcendental and materially uncontaminated. Originally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was subjected to all the rules and regulations of the Vedic principles on the mundane platform. Now, Gopinathacharya pointed out how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had been converted by the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being converted, Sarvabhauma partook of prasadam with the Vaishnavas. Indeed, he sat by the side of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma kahe ami tarkika kabudi tomara prasade mora e sampatsidi. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied to Gopinathacharya, "I was simply a less intelligent logician, but by your grace I have received the opulence of perfection." Mahaprabhu vina keha nahi dayamaya ka keda guruda kare aiche kon haya. But for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, "Who is so merciful? He has converted a crow into a garuda. Who could be so merciful?" Tarkika Sri Gala Sange Bhu Bhu Kori Se Muke Ebe Sara Kahi Krishna Hari. In the association of the jackals known as logicians, I simply continued to bark a resounding Bhu Bhu. Now, from the same mouth, I am chanting the holy names Krishna and Hari. Whereas I once associated with the disciples of logic, all non-devotees, I am now merged in the waves of the nectarian ocean of the association of devotees. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, the word bahirmukh refers to a person was very busy tasting material enjoyment. Such a person always poses himself as an enjoyer of the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Being attracted by external opulence, the non-devotee always forgets his intimate relationship with Krishna. Such a person does not like the idea of becoming Krishna conscious. This is explained by Srila Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam 7:5, 30, and 31. Andaya tanda ubaniyamanas te pishatantram urudam nibadha. Materialists who are overly attracted to the material body, material world, and material enjoyment, who cannot control their material senses, are carried to the darkest regions of material existence. Such people cannot become Krishna conscious, either by themselves or by congregational effort. Such people do not understand that the goal of life for a human being is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. A human life is especially meant for this purpose, and one has to go through all kinds of penances and austerities and set aside the propensity for sense gratification. Materialists always remain blind because they are always guided by blind rascals. A materialistic person considers himself free to act as he likes. He does not know that he is rigidly controlled by the stringent laws of nature, nor does he know that he has to transmigrate from one body to another and perpetually rot in material existence. Such rascals and foolish people are lured by the prayers of their foolish leaders for sense gratification, and they cannot understand what is meant by Krishna consciousness. The material world exists outside the spiritual sky, and a foolish materialist cannot estimate the extent of this material sky. What then can he know of the spiritual sky? Materialists simply believe their imperfect senses and do not take instructions from the revealed scriptures. According to Vedic civilization, one has to see through the authority of the revealed scriptures. Shastra Chakshusha. One should see everything through the medium of the Vedic literature. In this way, one can distinguish between the spiritual world and material world. Those who ignore such instructions cannot be convinced of the existence of the spiritual world. Because they have forgotten their spiritual identity, such materialists take this material world as the all in all. They are therefore called Bahiyamukha. Continuing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "From your previous birth, you have been in Krishna consciousness. Thus you love Krishna so much that simply by your association, we are all developing Krishna consciousness. Thus, there is no one within the three worlds save for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always willing to increase the glories of the devotees and give them satisfaction." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this regard, one should consult the discussion between Kapila Dev and Devahuti on the subject matter of devotional service. This is found in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took all the remnants of food offered to Jagannath, such as cakes and sweet rice, and distributed them to all the other devotees, calling them individually. Sri Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu sat side by side, and when prasadam was being distributed, they engaged in a type of mock fighting. Advaita Kahe, Ava dutera sange eka pankti, bojana kaliro na jani hobe kon ghati. First, Advaita Acharya said, "I am sitting in line with an unknown mendicant, and because I am eating with him, I do not know what kind of destination is awaiting me." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the renounced order of life. Consequently, he does not recognize discrepancies. As a matter of fact, the sannyasi is not affected by eating food from anywhere and everywhere. According to the shastras, there is no discrepancy in a sannyasi's eating at another's house, but for a household of brahmana, this kind of eating is faulty. It is not proper for householders to dine with those whose previous birth, family, character, and behavior are unknown. Nityananda Prabhu immediately refuted Srila Advaita Acharya, saying, "You are a teacher of impersonal monism, and the monistic conclusion is a great hindrance to progressive pure devotional service. One who participates in your impersonal monistic philosophy does not accept anything but the one Brahman. There's a long purport that Srila Prabhupada offers us. We are sure that it's going to be against Mayavad philosophy. And we shall hear that, Krishna willing, very soon. Hare Krishna.